Tucker's Last Stand, a novel by William F. Buckley, Jr. Dedication. For John P. McFadden, devotedly and with apologies. Book 1. Chapter 1. February 2, 1964. Laos. Blackford Oakes tried to remember. Had he ever been hotter? There had been that stifling cottage on the beach in Havana where he spent those miserable weeks waiting on the caprices of Che Guevara. How hot had it got there, he tried to remember, on one of those endless summer afternoons. One of his professors at Yale in the mechanical engineering school had said airily to his class that engineers always know the temperature of the air, even as pilots always know in which direction north is, and navigators can tell you within millibars what the barometer is reading. Part instinct, part the need every little while to consult the thermometer, the compass, the glass. Yes, Professor Schmidt, the students would nod mutely. God, what an iceberg. You always knew what his temperature was. He'd have sunk the Titanic in tropical waters. Blackford brightened as he stepped around the manure on the ground. A wonderful creative thought had just occurred. Only a few years ago, when, in October 1957, the Soviets had launched their dazzling satellite, striking dumb the great superpower of the West with this display of advanced technology, President Eisenhower had rushed through Congress a bill to help pay the college tuition of engineers and scientists, citing the critical scarcity of them. Could it be that Professor Schmidt had something to do with generating that shortage? Had the deadly word gone out from Yale to the whole of the Ivy League, to the state colleges, reaching even to California? Study engineering, and you'll spend 4 years with the likes of Professor...